8 days after his birth, Jesus is circumcised according to Jewish law and given the name announced by the angel before his conception. The Holy Gospel for the name of Jesus Sunday is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the 2nd chapter. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I have something to show you this morning. For the past 3 years and about 5 months, this clock has been hanging in my office. On the wall, I am kind of a clock person at heart. My great-great-grandfather, Johannes, was a clockmaker in Norway. And so I've inherited, evidently, some strange need to have clocks in my house, although I'm sure my great-great-grandfather made clocks before they needed a AA battery. But such is the case. But the clock is now going to be coming off the wall as I continue to clean out my office. There's an old song from 1992 with Michael McDonald and Aretha Franklin, a duet that they called "Ever-Changing Times," and it began with, "I see the clock upon the wall, it doesn't bother me at all. These are ever-changing times." Well, in recent days, I've had some changes in my own life. In the past 10 days, I've had cataract surgery on both my eyes, and so now I'm able actually to drive my car without glasses, which I've never been able to do. I can actually see quite clearly at a distance, and so that's a big change for me. But I can't see anything up close. So now I discovered a new end cap at Target where you get readers, which always tells you your age to everyone. Maybe when I'm retired, I'll get a chain and I can work part-time in a library. Who knows? These are ever-changing times. As we kind of talk about time today, we're going to look at a couple of our readings this morning. Now, in my time here at Trinity, when we have staff on Tuesday mornings, we begin with what's called dwelling in the Word. It's a way for us to begin our time as staff together. And so normally we're looking at the appointed gospel for the following Sunday. And the way dwelling in the Word works is like this. Someone reads the text while everybody listens. There's a pause of about 30 seconds or so, and then someone else reads that same exact text over again while everyone continues to listen. In so doing, you've heard the same words from two different people, two different ways of reading, maybe two different perspectives in what emphasis is put on a certain word, you hear it maybe a little differently. And then when we're done with that, we lift up a question. What phrases or words pop out at you or surprise you? So let's put that dwelling to word at work this morning in our readings. In our second reading from Galatians, we have that first phrase, when the fullness of time had come. Now that kind of pops out at me. What is the fullness of time? When the fullness of time had come. Well, it's about time. I understand that. I know clocks. But fullness, well, what does that mean? Kind of surprises, kind of pops out. And then in our gospel text today, it seems it's important to lift up the word eighth. When the eighth day had come, on the eighth day. So in time, there is this place where we stop in our gospel today, and we stop on the eighth day. Why do we stop? What is really going on here? Well, today is the 1st of January, 2023. And whenever we have a Sunday that falls on the first day of a new year, we have what's called the name of Jesus. We don't celebrate that very often. After all, it isn't very often that the first falls on a Sunday. Normally, we're observing the first Sunday after Christmas. But today, we're also observing the name of Jesus Sunday. Why? Well, because today is the eighth day. Today is the eighth day of Christmas. Last Sunday, December 25th, was Christmas Day, the first day. And so we are gathered today at a moment in time when we're told to stop on the eighth day. Why? Well, let's take things apart a little bit. As we look at the Israelites and their life, Sunday was the first day of the week. Then we had Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And Saturday was the seventh day of the week. But it was more than that. Saturday was the Sabbath. Number seven is very important in Scripture. The number seven talks about completeness, wholeness, and maybe in some ways alluding to that word fullness. Because after all, as Scripture begins in Genesis, the number seven is introduced immediately in creation. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. It is finished. But now here we are, the eighth day. So what's different about today? The gospel says to us today, on the eighth day, it was time for the child to be circumcised in accordance with Jewish law. Interesting. Jesus is brought to the temple to be circumcised. But something's going to happen. Remember how we say that Jesus fulfills the law? Yeah. That's what really happens today. When Jesus is circumcised in accordance with the law, all of a sudden now he's fulfilling the law. And then what happens? After his circumcision, something else happens, and he is named Jesus. The naming happens after. And what does Jesus mean? God saves. That's something brand new. God saves. And so because of that, every Sunday when we gather, you could almost say we're gathering on the eighth day. Because every Sunday is the eighth day. But it's more than that. It's a day of re-creation. Because Jesus fulfills the law, and in so doing is named, now God saves. Jesus is the new thing. Jesus is the new creation. We are no longer saved by the law. We're saved by this name, the name of Jesus that happens today. And Deb, if I could get a slide up on the screen, please. This is from my house. This is a Christmas ornament that is on the tree. Now, my daughter Michaela was not home when I decorated the tree because they went to Minnesota to have Thanksgiving with Arnie, her husband's parents. And so on Thanksgiving, when Michaela's been home throughout her life, we always put the tree up. Well, we have a box which we call the ugly ornaments. Now, I don't know why we save the box, but we save it. And so being she wasn't home and I was decorating the tree by myself, for some reason I decided, you know, let's give these ugly ornaments a Christmas for once. So I took the ornament out among some others and I put it up on the tree. Now this ornament is made out of bisque, which is sort of like unfired greenware. I think the reason it's in the ugly ornament box is because it's really kind of ugly. It's so plain. It's just dull looking. But the reason I had Deb put it up, the reason I took a picture of it, is for some reason I looked up at the tree at a particular time during the day, and the sun was just coming through the window in back of the tree, and the sunlight illuminated that ornament where suddenly it was just really beautiful. It seemed to now have kind of a glow to it. And in a way, that ornament was recreated. It changed from what it was. So today, in closing, in some ways, we're all a little like that. Sometimes we don't remember the gift. What it means to carry with us the name of Jesus. In our first reading today from Numbers, I will put my name upon them. And so today, remember that name. It's a name that we carry inside. It's kind of like a stamp on us, but it's more than that. It is the everlasting glow of this word love for you and for me. And so I guess I won't put that ornament back this year in the ugly box. I'll put it in a new place because as we go through life, we always can find some newness. Thanks be to God. Amen.